It's Lake Effect. I'm Mitch Tyke.
And I'm Bonnie North. Cold, snowy weather is not unusual for the upper Midwest, but this week's weather might be testing the patience of even the most devout fans of winter. Well, at the very least, it might have you thinking about at least a brief getaway.
And whether traveling was a New Year's resolution for you or you have a longtime bucket list in mind, contributor Andrea Kahn has some suggestions for travel in our figurative backyard. Welcome back to the show.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
First of all, you know, I'll say as in self-disclosure here that I don't always subscribe to the idea of bucket lists. Sometimes I like to leave things open to spontaneity and have something
Absolutely.
Show up that was unexpected. But of all the things for which one might have a bucket list, travel is not a bad one.
Exactly. We at the Family Backpack love to talk about, instead of New Year's resolutions, what are our travel resolutions for the year? So, and that's where bucket list comes in. And I think, you know, bucket lists, I personally do a bucket list every winter of things that I want to do in Milwaukee with my kids. I do one in the summer. What are the things we want to hit over the summer? So I think bucket list also doesn't need to be hopping on a plane and doing a safari to Africa, although that's a great bucket list idea, but it doesn't have to be. It can be much, much smaller. So one of the pieces that we just wrote actually talks about Midwest bucket list, because there's some really great destinations here in the Midwest that are close by and drivable and affordable. So one of our first tips is St. Louis City Museum. It is a 10-story or 10 floors reclaimed building materials museum that has a giant treehouse. It has a circus ring on the third floor that offers daily live acts. It's like nothing you've ever seen before. St. Louis is about 5.5 hours or 6 hours away from Milwaukee.
So a pretty easy weekend trip.
Easy weekend trip. And honestly, this museum is so epic. It is worth just going there for this museum.
Huh. So that I've never heard of this museum.
It's incredible. So that is one of our bucket list. Door County is another one. If you live in Wisconsin and you've never been to Door County, go.
I'm raising my hand right now.
You have to. It's so beautiful. It's very different than the rest of the state. I feel like there's definitely more trees and lake, obviously, than there are people.
And there are people listening right now who are like, I can't believe he has never been to Door County. The rest of my family has been to Door County.
Yeah,
I have not.
I've traveled a lot around the world, and I think it honestly offers the best sunsets I've seen anywhere. They're just stunning.
So we're having this conversation in January.
Yes.
Is Door County doable in the winter?
It is. So we actually just did New Year's Eve and spent a long weekend over New Year's Eve in Door County because it's great for outdoor activities like snowshoeing and the ice fishing and cross-country skiing and other types of things. That's obviously great in the summer because of all of the lakes and Lake Michigan. And then in the fall, it's beautiful for the leaf change. So it really is a year-round place to go and visit. Another Midwest location on our bucket list is South Dakota. I just took my husband and I and the three kids to South Dakota this summer. We did old school road trip. It's about 9-10 hours away, depending on where in South Dakota you're going. You have the Badlands, then you have Mount Rushmore, you have Crazy Horse Memorial, followed by Black Hills. You have Custer State Park, which is just amazing. There's tons of great animals, from coyotes to antelope to bison. Deadwood is just up the way where they have Wild Bill Hickok and Calamity Jane, if you like the Wild Wild West.
I assume Wall Drug is still there.
Wall Drug is still there. We stopped by for a few minutes.
Did you get to the Mitchell Corn Palace?
You know what? We did not have time for that. And as we did this trip, we're actually thinking about going back there again next summer on our way to Yellowstone, another great bucket list place. Because we ran out of time. In a week, we didn't get to everything because there really is that much to do out in South Dakota. So, you know, again, bucket lists don't have to be these hop on a plane, go to these, you know, crazy places overseas. Sometimes it's approaching it as you have kiddos that love pirates. So where are places in the United States you can help, you know, embrace that? So a couple that we really like are in the city of Charleston in South Carolina. There's a great pirate tour with kids. The lady has a talking parrot that goes on her shoulder. They're all given fake foam swords and they learn how to sword fight and it's and all the pirate language. There's a pirate dinner adventure in Carlsbad, California, which is by San Diego, if you're headed there for spring break. So again, it's sometime embracing that.
You can always go to a Pittsburgh Pirates game.
You can go to a Pittsburgh Pirates game. There you go. East Coast plug.
Might stretch things a little bit, but
absolutely. Another bucket list thing is looking at the national parks we have in this country. They're so beautiful. They're so diverse. And another idea is to rent an RV and do an RV trip out to, you know, some of the parks. If you're looking for more international bucket lists for families, Costa Rica is a super hot spot. It's easy to get to. It's an easy country to travel within. You can do things like zip lining through a rainforest, which is pretty bucket list.
I hear it is a little warmer than Wisconsin in the winter.
It is a little bit warmer than Wisconsin in the winter. If you don't care about the colder weather, Iceland is another huge one. There's opportunities for whale watching, going and doing some off-roading to find waterfalls.
There are a lot of discount airlines that fly to Iceland, too.
Icelandic ponies, there are. I mean, if you're not locked into a certain time of year to go, keep an eye out for WOW, W-O-W, or Icelandic Airs. And sometimes they have airline tickets as cheap as $99. And that's kind of like those are usually last-minute tickets kind of to your, you know, just spur of the
right
moment. Another great bucket list destination, I think, for families is Ireland, specifically the southwestern part, the Dingle Peninsula. They filmed some of the last two Star Wars there. It's absolutely stunning. Obviously, everyone speaks English. If you have kiddos with food allergies, every single menu there is labeled with everything that could cause an allergic reaction. So it's a very safe, easy country to travel, again, with kids that have allergies. And the people are just so nice. They have a great farm-to-table movement. So I think Ireland, especially if you haven't traveled outside of the United States yet with kids, that's a great first country to start in Europe.
Great to think about bucket lists for kind of every budget and every kind of travel scale.
Yes.
Andrea Kahn, Happy New Year. Thanks again.
Yes, Happy New Year to you too. Thanks so much.
Andrea Kahn is the chief travel officer for the website The Family Backpack. She's an occasional Lake Effect contributor. You can find her list of Midwest travel suggestions at WUWM.com.